Pathway of Peace, Pools of Reflection, Week 6, Day 35, Advance with New Strength. Let's read from Joshua chapter 1, verses 7 to 9. Be strong and very courageous. Be careful to obey all the law my servant Moses gave you. Do not turn from it to the right or to the left, that you may be successful whatever you do. Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be terrified. Do not be discouraged, for the Lord your God will go with you wherever you go. Thoughtful reflection. If God meant us to have courage, why did he give us legs? You may laugh, but for many of us, this is our natural response to the new challenge. Run! But in order to inherit our promises, we need to stand up with a new confidence and know that God will strengthen us to accomplish our calling. It is time to cultivate a new lifestyle where we hold our promises in our hands, not just our dreams. This takes courage. Here God challenges Joshua to walk into a new season of his destiny and tells him to step forward with courage. Recently, my daughter gave birth to her first baby. I watched her prepare her body and emotions for this time of birthing. Suddenly the day of contractions arrived and we knew this baby was coming. I watched a sense of purpose grip Nicola as she knew the time of waiting had ended and now she had to find strength and courage for birthing. Before she got into the car to leave for the hospital, she looked at me with determined eyes. "Mom, I can do this. I know I can. I was made for this." This is the cry that needs to awaken in our spirit. We need to press into the next season with determined courage that we can and will birth our promises. Mark Twain made this statement many years ago. It is curious that physical courage should be so common in the world and moral courage so rare. We need to take up this challenge. This is the time for the church to identify the areas where moral courage has been lacking, and it is essential that we receive fresh courage if we're going to take back our ground. We are living in a season where everything that can be shaken is being shaken. The legislative structure of our nations is being changed as we yield to the pressure of a sexually promiscuous society. But we need courage to stake our ground, to speak out with wisdom and authority. Joshua was promised that, "I will give you every place where you set your foot." In the same way, we need to hold fast to our confidence and believe we can make these kingdom footprints in the land. It is time for a new generation of courageous people who believe that they have been made for this time to break through. Of course, we immediately recognize this type of courage is not natural. We need to take this courage from Jesus. Remember when the disciples were in the boat terrified? Jesus spoke to them, and we read in Matthew chapter 14 and verse 27 the following. But Jesus immediately said to them, "Take courage, it is I, don't be afraid." So today, whatever situation you are facing, hear the sound of the voice of Jesus. He is speaking with you, and he says to you, "Do not fear, take courage." Right now, receive the strength for him, and know you can stand and not run. Let's pray. Focus for confession. Father, will you enable me to be strong and courageous in this next season? I thank you that I do not have to find this courage from my own resources, but I take courage from you. Let your words equip me and enable me to be strong and courageous. Father, I know that as I'm obedient and just do what the Holy Spirit tells me to do, I'm able to fulfill what you have purposed for me. I thank you that I do not need to feel discouraged because you are with me. Let me have such a sense of the power and the presence of God walking with me wherever I go. Thank you that I can stand in strength in these days. Amen.